We are here in Saskatoon for the Outstanding Young Farmers event. It was held here 1 year ago, but this year, a lot different than last year.
Yeah, for sure, Neil. We're back to our normal now. We had to make some adjustments, as everybody did a year ago, but now we're back in Saskatoon. The Saskatoon region is planning and doing the event. We've got most of our alumni here, so we've got our big crowd, and we're pretty pleased with what's happening.
Alumni is a very important part of Outstanding Young Farmers, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's bringing all these great farmers together. Our alumni is very tight. They come back year after year. We love to network. It's sort of our role as the organizing group is to get the best of the best together and just let them talk, let them mingle, and that's where the good stuff happens.
OYF has been around for a long time, so you must have quite a few alumni now.
That's right. We've been going since 1981, just over 40 years. We're over 300 strong in alumni.
Of course, from Saskatchewan here, I'm assuming, but from other parts of the country as well?
Yeah, we've got seven regions across the country, coast to coast, BC to the east. So we've got regions basically in every province, and every province has alumni.
First day of a conference is usually kind of a warm-up. What's going on?
So there's two things. We're going to name a Canada's Outstanding Young Farmers this week. That's what's happening right now. We have our seven new honorees from across the country. We've brought them here. They're being judged right now. They're getting interviewed by a crew of judges. So they're being put through the ropes to find out how good they are, how much they know, and what they can do. The alumni that's filing in, they're going on some tours this afternoon around Saskatoon. So they're having some fun.
So they're going to be seeing a lot of agricultural type things? Or
they are headed over to the university. They're seeing some research. They're seeing some scientific things. They're into some livestock barns. It's kind of a mix. There's a few choices.
Getting back to the seven participants in this year's program, what sort of questions do they get on the opening day here Thursday? Because there's a public presentation tomorrow. And how do they differ?
They've already filled out a very large 15-page application that's based on seven areas of focus, how much you've grown in your career, how you're handling the environment, your production history, your community involvement. So the judges have read this document that they've prepared, and now they're asking questions based on that. And the judges have already seen the presentation as a kind of like a rehearsal presentation and to get familiar with everybody. So the judges have a real good base to go on to ask some good questions.
And tomorrow, what happens tomorrow?
So tomorrow, Friday, is a big day. We have our annual meeting as an association. There's a forum in the afternoon. And then our big event is where we'll name Canada's Outstanding Young Farmers, our evening gala.
It's just not one award you hand out. It's a co-honor. Why do you go with two awards instead of one?
It's a competition, but we don't want it to be a competition. And some people think, well, it's two. It would be an East and a West. But that's not the case. We're just looking for two top representatives to represent that group of seven as Canada's Outstanding Young Farmers.
This year's seven, do they represent a wide array of agricultural type of ventures? I'm assuming we got all types of farmers here.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very reflective of what you see across the country. We have a representative from PEI into potatoes, a Quebec farm with dairy and maple syrup, Ontario market garden growing strawberries, Saskatchewan an organic grain grower, Alberta beef farmer, a good mix right across the board of all types.
Do you find that the newer members talk to the older members more of as mentors? And we're getting to the point now where some of the first winners are retired now.
That's absolutely right. And yeah, well, my hair's starting to gray up too. I've been around the program for 12 years now, but I ran into some alumni from the late 80s here. But I think right now the new honorees, they're getting to know each other. They're forming those bonds and friendships right now. They're pretty locked down with interviews and the whole process. But as we move forward, they'll start to meet the rest of the alumni. And yeah, absolutely. Like, the contacts you have across the country are amazing.
That's the thing. If you have a question about something, you can always contact another OYF member. And if they don't know the answer, they can at least point you in the right direction.
No, that's exactly it. You can call anybody. Everybody's very open. And when it comes to traveling across the country, in every province you go to, we always stop in at someone's house and say, hey, we're in the area. Are you around? And we pop in. That's just how it goes. We have people pop in at our place.
You're from Ontario. Tell us about your farm.
So I am from Ontario, just north of Toronto. We do market garden and livestock. We're a direct-to-the-public type of farm where we have an online business, a CSA is what we have, and we deliver boxes to people's homes in the city of produce.
One of the things that you get out of a group like this is finding out the differences in agriculture between the various parts of the country. A farmer in Saskatchewan is definitely not the same as a farmer in Ontario versus a farmer in Quebec and the Maritimes.
The diversity of agriculture across Canada is amazing. That's eye-opening for some of our honorees to see all of it. But I think the common thread is these folks do great business. They run great business. They're incredibly innovative. They're incredibly creative. So scale or type isn't the main thing. The commonalities are in how we go about our businesses, and that's what we find where we have a lot in common.
Anything else we should know, Steve?
No, just keep an eye on our social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Canada OIF, and you can stay up to date through that.